We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Yud Aleph. Dinei Chutei HaTzitzis, the halachos of the strings of the tzitzis. It is on page Yud Tes, the last two lines, about to turn on to page 38. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, HaChutim Tzarech Sheyiyu Tavuyin Lishmon. The strings of the tzitzis must be spun lishmon. Now when you spin strings, it means you first take the wool and you comb it out and you bang it out, you make it clean, and then you take it in your fingers or however you do it and you make it into a string. That's called the tviya. So the tviya of the chutin, of the tzitzis, must be done l'shmon, it must be done l'shem the mitzvah. The Rama writes in the parentheses, Haga v'yesh machmirin afilu l'napson l'shmon. Some say not only the tviya has to be l'shmon, but even the earlier process of cleaning the wool, and when you beat the wool and you comb the wool, even that has to be done l'shmon as well. V'aminag l'hokel b'niputz. However, the custom is to be lenient when it comes to the niputz. However, the tviya must be done l'shmon. And what does that mean? The Mechaber continues, sheyomar b'tchilas hativui. You should say in the beginning of the spinning, shu osa kein l'shem tzitzis, that you are doing it the shame, the mitzvah of tzitzis. O sheyomar leisha, or you should say to a woman, if a woman is doing the tefillah for you, tevi li tzitzis latalis, please spin for me tzitzis for my garment. V'im lo hayu tfuyan lishmon psulin, and if they were not spun lishma, they are pasul. So this is a very serious halacha, if one's making tzitzis, not just putting the strings in the garment, but actually making the tzitzis, so the tefillah must be done lishma. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah back on page Yotes at the bottom, hachutin, Lashon HaRambam, Hamotzi Chutei Tzitzis Bashuk, one who finds tzitzis strings in the street, not talking about a garment, you just find the strings, Afilu Psukim Mushazurum, even if they are cut and they are intertwined, which we'll get to later, what that is exactly, so they're done, they seem to be all done in the proper way, they are Psulim. The Torah Inish Lasos Chutin Kein Tzitzis, because people sometimes bother and they make strings like tzitzis. And therefore, just because you find strings on the street that look like tzitzis strings, you cannot assume that they were done properly or done l'shma, and therefore the Rambam paskins that they are psulim. If you look at note number one, a quick little note, the imotza talis mitzuyetzes bashuk, kosav l'kamon shehik sheir, the Mishnah Berurah is going to say later on, but if you find a beged with tzitzis on it, then you can assume it's okay. But just finding the strings, it's lav dafka that it was made for tzitzis, and therefore you can't assume that it's good, that's what the Rambam says. V'imkein, says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Shema lo nasa l'shem tzitzis. Maybe these strings that look like they were made for tzitzis were not really made for tzitzis. V'hamagim Mishnah Cholek, the Magim Mishnah argues, V'gam b'kesef Mishnah kosov da Rambam mitshuva chozer bo achakach. And the Kesef Mishnah also writes that the Rambam was chozer afterwards. Ad kan loshen ha-Magen Avram. Till here is the language of the Magen Avram. V'agrob be'urav v'simen shen alev kosov da dinhu im ha-Rambam kemoshe kosov barishona ayin shom. So the Grah says the Ikar Halacha is like the Rambam in his initial statement, which we brought in the beginning, that if you find strings that look like tzitzis in the street, they are not good. Tvuyin l'shmon, we said that the strings of the tzitzis must be spun l'shma. V'hu dvar Torah, this is d'oraisa. D'ksiv gedilim ta'asalach, it says you should make gedilim l'shem chovach. L'darshin ta'asalach l'shem chovach, you should do it for the chiyav, you should do it l'shem the mitzvah of tzitzis. We said in the Ramah that some are machmir even to do the niputz l'shma, but the minog is to be lenient by the niputz. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel, the madik siv tasalach, that which the pasuk which we just darshan that needs to be l'shma from tasalach, haynu mitzviyah ve'elach. The reason we're lenient by the niputz is because we understand that the gedil and tasalach is from the actual making of the strings, which is from the spinning and onwards. Sha'oz hi ikar asiyas ha-gedilim, that is the main part of making the gedilim. Va'ayim b'prisha b'shem aram. So the preacher brings down from the Maral that he agrees that one should be machmir to do the niput l'shma, which means the beating of the wool and the combing of the wool, all that should be done l'shma also ideally. If you look at note number three, what about shearing the animal l'shma? Right, if you want to go back to the earlier stages of making the tzitzis, so maybe you should shear the animal l'shma. So in note number three, he points out, u'le'inyan gizas ha'tzemer min ha-behema, in terms of shearing the wool off of the animal, kosov b'shalon shulis chulis v'anhogos, Rav Shtrumbach, shagon Rav Yisrael salanter zatzal diktek la'asos l'shma, he was careful to even doing the giza from the animal to do l'shma, u'masik And there in the Maskana of the Tshuvas van Hagos, he writes, She'af al pi she'esh bazem ma'ilu v'chassidus. Even though it's a great madrega, it's chassidus. Mikomokom medina ein lahachmir b'kach afilu v'chachila. There's absolutely no reason to be machmir even l'chachila. That's mamish lefnim mishuas adim. There is a reason, like the Mishnah Berurah says, from the Niputz to be machmir on that. But you must absolutely have the spinning, the tviya of the strings done l'shma. Now, what does that mean? It means that you say in the beginning of the tefillah, you're doing it l'shein the mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sivkot and Dalet, Shiyomar Beferish. You should say explicitly, V'lo b'machshava ba'amla. You shouldn't just think it, you should speak it out. V'afilu b'di'evet tzarech iyun imahani machshava. And even b'di'evet, it's not clear that it will be good if you just thought it. V'ayim b'simen lamedbei, Sivches, V'yutas, V'chushir k'vei gersham. Fine. Betchila, so the Mechaber said that you should say in the beginning of the Tviyah. V'day b'zeh afilu l'yom ha'achra. The Mishabura says in Sefkat and Hey that if you say it in the beginning of the spinning, it's not only going to be good for that day, it will be good for the next day as well. It continues on. D'stoma su l'shmakoi. Because we assume that you have kavana for your l'shma to continue. D'kol ha'osa al das rishona osa. Because anyone who does something, they do it based on what they thought in the beginning. That's an excellent question. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter on page 38. You're asking an excellent question. We have to look in the Svarim says where they sell the tzitzis. We have to look more carefully now that we know this halacha. If there's a hashkacha on the tviya l'shma, I assume that there is on most of the tzitzis that there's a hashkacha that says it was done l'shma. Yeah. Okay, continues the Mishnah Berurah. Then there's a few things we'll see on this. Turning the page to page 38, the top line. So again, it's a continuation. So let's just review what we just said. The Mishnah Berurah just said, it's enough to say it on day one, and that kavana can continue through to day two. Because mistama, you're continuing in the lishma that you started with. The kola osa das rishona osa. In lo kishamer achagach beferishu osa shalol lishma. Unless you got up and made a grand announcement, from here on in I'm doing a not lishma. If not, we assume that from one day to the next, the lishma continues. Now, how long the lishma continues, I'm not sure. All the Mishnah Berurah says is the next day. Will it continue for 2 days, 3 days? It's not clear from the Mishnah Berurah. But let's look at first the Bir Halacha. The first Bir Halacha in the Siman, back to page your test. The second to last line. Sheyomor b'tchilas ha'tfiyah. You should say at the beginning of the tfiyah that you're doing it l'shem tzitzis. I am b'Mishnah Berurah ha'tam mishum dekol ha'osa. The reason why it only has to be done in the beginning is because anything you're doing is always aldas rishona. The kol shekin im yomar. Certainly, if you say shekol hatviya sheyitve yir l'shem tzitzis bevade demahani. The Mishnah Berurah is talking about a case where you just say I'm doing it l'shem tzitzis. So then we assume that carries on. But certainly it will be okay if you make a grand announcement when you start that all the tviya that I'm doing is going to be l'shem tzitzis. For sure that will help. Velo tzrichin su l'atam dekol ha'osa. Then you won't need the reason that mistama when you're continuing you follow with your original kavana, because your original kavana was for the whole thing. And that would be the better way of doing it. But here is a very important machlokas. I'm going to look at a note now that mamish keeps coming up. I saw already at least two more times in today and tomorrow's shiur that the same machlokas comes up, a very important machlokas, in note number 7. So the Mishnah Berurah just said, Nakola osa al das rishona osa. Says the note, Omnam ze einu ela ba'odam echad hatova es kol hachut. This is only if there's one person doing the entire tviya, doing the entire spinning of the string. Ach b'shnei b'nei adam. But if you have two people, one starting, one's continuing. Sha'echad masri l'tavos v'ha'acher gomer. Kosta b'ber locha lahalon. Shalo omrim sha'sheni adas machsheves harishon hu osa. We don't say the kavana carries on from the first person to the second person. If I start and I have the kavana at the beginning, so my kavana carries through the rest of the day and tomorrow. But if someone else takes over in the middle, it does not, says the Bir Halacha, carry over to the second person. That's the Bir Halacha. But a very important Chazonish. V'achazonish kosov shetviya hamaschila ayidei adam echad v'digmeres ayidei adam acher ksheir. The Chazonish argues and says if one person does the tviya l'shma and the other guy takes over, it continues in the status of l'shma. V'af im nigmeres ayidei goy, even if it is completed by a non-Jew, or afilo ayidei maisa kof, or even by an act of a monkey, or a machine, as we'll see. Kevan shemachsheves halishma shel ha'oved harishon osa shetia kol ha'tviya kistam lishma. Since the kavana of the lishma of the original worker, that he did it, all the tefillah should be l'shma, v'yatachin sheyoel gamodas haramam hamuvas v'shechnach lahalon. And l'chor that will work also. The kitzer, the mishtabur, the Chavetz Chaim, and the Chazon Ish have a machlokas. If this carries on from person to person, the Chazon Ish says clearly that if one person has the kavanah that should be l'shma, it carries on to the second person, and the mishtabura and the biralacha later on says it does not. This machlokas will be played out in a few times, as you will see shortly. That's a very important point. We just saw in the Mishabura that within one person it continues on, the Bir Halacha says, but to a different person it would not work, the Chazon Ish says it will work. Let's go weiter in the Mishabura on page 38. So we said that the way you do Lishma is, Sheyomar Bitchilas Hativui, that you're doing L'shem Tzitzis. Says the Mishabura Sefkaton Vav, V'im Tova Ma'at V'acha Kach Omar. What if you started spinning it and you realize, oh my gosh, I forgot to say it's l'shma, and now you say, after you started, now you say it's l'shma, lo mahani l'mashe nitve kfar, it will not help for what was done previously. You'll have to redo it. It doesn't help for what was done previously. Disapuke misafkulon iamrinon hochiach sofo al tchiloso. Because it's a suffix to us if we say that the end reveals on the beginning. And as we said before, that the beginning carries over to the end. But it's not clear if the end will work retroactively on the beginning. So therefore, if you say in the middle of having kavanah l'shma, it's not clear that it covers the beginning, and therefore you'd have to redo the beginning. However, here he says an interesting thing. V'im b'tchila gam kein choshav lios l'shma. But if when you started, you had in your mind that it should be l'shma, ach shelo omer b'feirish, but you didn't speak it out, but then in the middle you spoke it out, nearly the yesh letzadi lahakel bazed the sveik sveikahu. There maybe it will be okay because it's a sveik sveika. Because we have two sveikas. We said, before we said that, could be b'di'evet, if you had in mind, it's okay. L'chatchil, you should speak it out with your mouth. But b'di'evet, if you had in your mind, it's okay. So on the one hand that you have, that maybe it's okay that you thought about it in the beginning. And even if that's not okay, maybe it's okay if you said it explicitly later, maybe that reveals on the beginning. So you have a sveik sveika, you have two tzadim to say that it would be okay, and therefore you can rely on that and it will be okay, and these tzitzis are good. Look at note number 9. Note number 9 points out, mashma shekevan shu sveik sveika yesh levarech alav. Says the note, it's mashma from this mishavura, it's pretty clearly mashma that way, that if you have a sveik sveika, you can make a bracha, the tzitzis are fine, which means make a bracha on it. We have a famous case that everybody's familiar with by Sfira Sa'omer. If a person missed a night, you don't count with a bracha. But let's say a person realizes in a few minutes when it's already past Shkia, or maybe it is past Shkia already, or it's Tzeis, a person realizes, oh, I don't remember if I counted last night. So we say that he's okay to continue counting with the bracha tonight because he has a sveik sveika. A, maybe you counted last night, and even if you didn't count last night, maybe we hold like the shita that holds, every night is a separate mitzvah. And therefore you can make a bracha every night even if you missed the night before. So we see by Sfira Sa'omer also this concept of a sveik sveika allowing a bracha to be made. We see it by Tzitzis here, we see it by Sfira Sa'omer, but we will see that the Mishabura says in other cases that a sveik sveika will not allow a bracha. We'll just read on a little bit in the note. V'chein l'gabei sveik sveika b'kriyas ha-megillah. The Shaar Tzion says later on, which we saw a few weeks ago, that you can make a bracha. Omnam le'inyan chia bracha achrona. Here's an interesting one. But when it comes to the idea of making a bracha achrona, and Mishabur writes later on, b'shein l'chai adam and the prima gadim, sha'af mi sheyesh lo sveik sveika. And what's the example of a sveik sveika by a bracha achrona? Kigon ha'mistapik im ochal shir kezayis olo. You finish eating, and you're not sure if you ate a kezayis. So you're not, it's a suffix if you chayv a bracha achrona. The gam lefi atzad shelo ochal kezayis. Now, if you had a kezayis, you can make a bracha achrona. If you didn't have a kezayis, you can't. But there's another tzad to make a bracha achrona, and that is that even if you didn't eat a kezayis, you ate a full grape. You ate a full fruit, a full olive. So kevan she'ochal beria, since you ate a complete entity, shema ha'halocha kedas ha'poskim she'tzorach levarech akach bracha achrona. Many poskim hold that if you eat a beria, you eat a complete fruit, even if it's less than a kezayis, a chayv a bracha. So you're not sure if you ate a kezayis, so maybe you ate a kezayis. And even on the tzad you didn't eat a kezayis, you ate a beria, maybe the halacha is like those who say you make a bracha achrona on a beria even less than a kezayis. So hadin hu shelo levarech misafik. There the Mishavura paskins that you should not make a bracha misafik. So you see, if I want to be ma'ayin and try to figure out a mahalach over here, he's just telling us in certain cases, the Mishabura paskins, a sveik sveika, you do make a bracha, and in certain cases, that's one example, a sveik sveika will not allow a bracha, that he's just pointing it out. But if someone wants to be ma'ayin, wants to write a pshetel for their son's bar mitzvah, this would be a nice topic. Zokti Mishabura Vaiter. We are up to Sivkotan Zayin. We said in the Mechaber that to say it's l'shma, that you have to do the tefillah l'shma, or when you... If you're giving over to a woman to do the tviya, you should say to her, Tvi li tzitzis latalis. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Zayin, Rosh Lomar means to say, Betchilas HaTfiyah Levad. You only have to tell her in the beginning of the Tfiyah, tell her to make you to do the Tfiyah for you, for your tzitzis, for your beged. The same din is true if the woman just says that she did the tefillah l'shem the mitzvah, that's fine. A woman is believed to say she did the tefillah l'shma. A non-Jew or someone who's deaf or a shota or a katan that we'll get to later, they are not believed to say that they did the tefillah l'shma. But a woman is believed to say she did the tefillah l'shma. A person who doesn't keep the mitzvah tzitzis because he's too lazy, it's too much of a burden, he's just not in the mood, he's a mumer l'teyavon for his own benefit, he's too hot, he doesn't want to wear tzitzis, so he doesn't wear tzitzis because it's more geschmack not to wear tzitzis, not because he wants to go against Hashem. He's a mumer l'teyavon, mutter litvos. That person is allowed to do the spinning of the strings for the tzitzis. Not only could he do it, he's also believed to say that he did it l'shma. Because why? He's not so bad. He's only a mumer l'teyavon because he has a taiva. It's geschmack not to wear tzitzis. It's much cooler in the summer as it's getting hot. So he's just doing it for his own benefit, not against Hashem. The kol shekeinim who over rak al shara averos l'teyavon. Certainly, if he's only over other averos, if he's over on tzitzis l'teyavon for his own benefit, he's believed. So certainly, if he's over another avera, he likes doing some other avera because it's geschmack for him. Now, he doesn't mean bad against Hashem. He just likes to enjoy himself, that's why he's doing it. Certainly he would be allowed to do the tefillah, and he would be ne'eman to say the tefillah was done l'shma. However, aval mumer lahachis, a mumer, a person who doesn't keep the mitzvah tzitzis, because he says, I don't hold of it, I don't believe in God, that God commanded this, whatever, he doesn't hold of it, he's lahachis, then apikoresu l'chol ha-Torah kula, he's considered an apikores for the whole Torah, u'bevadei adaitid enafshei oved l'kuli yamba. And there everyone's going to hold that he's doing it with his own intentions, and if he does the tefillah, it's not good, and he's not believed to say he did it l'shma because we don't trust him. Oh, so we're going to get to that. Very good. So you're touching on the one. Yes, exactly. Very excellent. We'll get to that shortly. That's the next halacha, is talking about the nachri. That's exactly where we're headed. But I want to just see one bir halacha here. The bir halacha makes an interesting diak in the Mechaber. The Mechaber said, when you give it to the woman, it says, O Shiyomer Le'isha, Tvi Li Tzitzis Latalis. If you give the woman the strings and you say, you know, spin the strings for me for my talis, so then it's okay. And the Mishnah Berurah said, Ratzalomer B'tchilas HaTfiya Levad. You could give it to her in the beginning. So the Bir Halacha writes in the second line on 38, I am the Mishnah Berurah B'mashik HaSavnu, Ratzalomer B'tchilas HaTfiya, that you give it to the woman in the beginning, before the Tfiya starts. Just like we just saw before in the Mishnah Berurah, that you have to do your amira that you're doing in the Shema in the beginning of the Tfiyah, so too if you're giving it to the Isha. Kei nami ba'omer le'isha. V'tzorach gam kein shetehei machshava l'ha'isha l'shema. It's almost like an obvious point, but it wasn't spoken out. The Mechaber just says, or when you say to a woman, Tvi li tzitzis l'talas. He doesn't say that you said to the woman, Tvi li tzitzis l'talas l'shema. So the Bir Halacha is just pointing out that Tzarech Gam Kein, you have to also, has to also be that the Machshava of the Isha was Lashma. De'im lo kein, mai mahani amira sa'achirim. Otherwise, what does it help to say to her to do it? Sha'idei zeh lo nikru Lashma, in be'emes ein machshav to Lashma. So you have to speak out that she be done Lashma, she has to actually do Lashma. He's just speaking out the obvious that when the Mechaber says, or you give it to the woman, you have to be telling her to do Lashma, and she has to actually do Lashma. Okay, let's go to Halacha Beis. Halacha Beis, we will start, and we will probably finish it tomorrow night. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Tova Nachri, if a goy did the tefillah, he did the spinning of the strings, the Yisrael omed al gabo, va'omer shiasa l'shmon, and a Jew is standing over him, telling him that he should do it l'shma, laharambam pasul laharosh kosher. So Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rambam says it doesn't help to have the Jew standing over the Goy, and the Rosh says if the Jew is standing over the Goy telling him to do a Lashma, then the Goy doing a Lashma works. So we'll stop in the Mechaber and we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Oved Gilulim, Sifkaton Ches, Utvias Chere Shote Vikaton in Mahanik Eshi Yisrael Godol Omid Al Gabov, Umulamdon Lasos Lashma, Ayin Mesimet Tov Samach Bebeis Yosef Shiesh Plukta Bazeh. The Mechaber here is only talking about a guy who's doing it and a Jew standing over him. He does not address the case of a Cherishot of a Katan with a Jew standing over him. So says the Mishabura, in terms of a Cherishot of a Katan doing the Tfiyah and a Jew standing over him, if it will work, that is a Machlokas later on that the Beis Yosef brings down. And look in the Bir Halacha that he brings down the Maskon of the Achronim in this. And this Bir Halacha comes out with some very interesting points, which we're going to go to right now. If you look in the Bir Halacha, in the next Bir Halacha, Tavon Akum, Ule'inyan Tfiyas Chere Shota V'Katan, Ayin V'Simen Tov Samach, Le'inyan Asiyas HaMatzah, Sheyesh Plukta Bazeh Ben HaPoskim. That machlokas later on is a machlokas in terms of baking matzah. They could do lishma with a Jew standing over. The hachinami b'inyanenu, the same thing over here. A cherishot of a katan, if they are able to do a lishma, if an adult is standing over them, telling them to do lishma. Va'olasham ledina lefias kamas haachronim d'im iefsher b'inyan acher mutter ba'omid al gabo afilo ayde akum. There we come out that if someone is standing over them, it works even by a goy. The kol shekein ayidei cheres shota v'katan. Aval lechatchila yesh lahachmir shelo lasos ayidei akum v'cheres shota v'katan afilo omer al gabo. The maskon is lechatchila, you should not do it that way. You should not have the strings being spun by a goy or a cheres shota v'katan, even with a Jew standing over him. But if you did it, if there's no other way, then it would be okay if the Jew is standing over them. But skip the brackets. If a person is not standing over the cherishot of a katan or the guy, it's for sure not good, even b'dieved. It's not enough to say it one time before they start doing it. You have to keep reminding them the whole time. They shouldn't take their minds off the asir l'shma. But if you're not standing over them, constantly reminding them, everyone agrees they're not having the proper kavana, and it's not going to be good. And from here we learn, those who give little girls, they give 10, 11-year-old girls tzitzis to spin them, and they rely on the fact that they tell the 10-year-old girls, you know, when you spin it, have in mind you're doing it for the mitzvah of tzitzis. It does not help. Everyone holds that will not be good. And here he says something very important. V'da'od yishno further. The betvil l'shma kevan shi'idvar Torah. Since we saw before, it's learned from a pasuk. So doing the tvil l'shma is from the Torah. Mukach l'divrei aprim megadim sham b'simen tov samach. De'ein liten litvos afilu l'nar ben yud gimel. You can't even give a bar mitzvah boy to do the tvil and have him do a l'shma, even though he's bar mitzvah, he's 13. V'chein l'nar bas yud beis. So long that you don't know for sure they have shtei saros, even if they reach the age of 13, they're not vada gedolim, and therefore it's not good. Ach b'di'eved nearly she'efsher de'ein lahachmir. B'di'eved, we could say you don't have to be machmir. The samchina na chazaka the rava. We rely on the chazaka of rava that someone who's 13, that's a chazaka that he has the saros. Ubishagodol omer aleihem umlamdom lasos l'shma near the yesh lahakel b'zel chachila. If there's a gadol omer on the 13-year-old, then for sure you can rely that it's okay. But it's very interesting because we have this many times. We discuss this by Pasha Zachar. It's the only kriyas haTorah that's daraisa. So a bar mitzvah boy, right, who's laning parsha, he doesn't lay parsha zachar, because of the oraisa, we don't rely on a 13-year-old unless we know for sure he has shtei saros. And that's why over here, the same idea, that one should not give the tzitzis to be spun by a 13-year-old, unless he's standing over him telling him to do lishma, l'chatchila, you should not give it even to a bar mitzvah boy to do it, because it is a oraisa. Let's go weiter in the Mishabura Sifkaton test. Omer al gabo, so you have a guy doing the spinning within Yisrael, Omer al gabo. This is the next Bir Halacha, which we're not going to go through now. But look in the Bir Halacha, what we wrote, this is specifically if the Tviyah is not going to take a long time. But if the Tviyah is going to take a long time, if If the tefillah is going to be a long, drawn-out process, it's not enough just to tell the guy one time to do lishma and assume he's doing lishma afterwards. It will not be good. The kol shekein im hisik ba'tefillah achakach lizman acher hischil lachzor v'litvos. And certainly if he stopped the tefillah in the middle and took a break and for a while, and then he goes back to doing it, certainly wouldn't be good. Bevadai kuliyam modim da adaite denashe avru pasul. Then everyone will agree he's doing with his own mind, not with the proper intention, and it for sure wouldn't be good if there was any kind of hefsek in the middle. So we said that if the guy is doing it and the Jew is standing over him and it's a short period that he is doing it, that the Rambam says is still pasul. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Yud, Svirulei de Ove Gilulam Adaiti de Nashi Ovid. He holds that a guy has his own mind, he's not following what you're telling him. Velotzayas Lamasha Yisrael Mitzaveo Shiasa Lashma. The guy, he's pretending he's listening to you, but he's not following your instructions. He's not listening to you to do it Lashma. We'll see why even a guy doing a Lashma will help, if that's what you're bothered by.
No, why is that true that he's just because he stopped doing something? A guy never does anything like this in his life. So if he's told, please spin tiz, make tiz for me, so he probably has in his mind, this is some religious thing that he told me about 10 minutes ago. Like,
I think we just can't rely. He doesn't have, I mean, okay, let's see. Let's.
He doesn't have the mitzvah.
I want to read another. Oh, I want to answer your question. Yes. Okay, so we're going to get to that in a second. Let's finish up. We're going to see a couple of interesting things before we end, because we have to just finish up here. The Mechaber said, the Rambam says it's puzzle with the Jew standing over the guy doing it, and the Rush writes that it's kosher. Look at the Rush in Sifkat and Yud Aleph, La Rush kosher. In a very pressing situation where you don't have a Jew that can spin the tzitzis l'shma, you can rely on this rush and allow a guy to do it with a Jew standing over him. But if it's not a shas hadchak, one should not rely on this. Because the guard brings down that the Tosas and the Rambam both agree with the Tosas and the Mordechai both agree with the Rambam that you cannot rely on the guy even with a Jew being omer Gabov, and therefore it's only allowed b'shas atchak. Now there's two very important notes over here. One is, let's look at note 15. Note 15 discusses having a machine doing the job for you, doing the spinning. So look at note 15. Uleinyan tfiya ayidei mechona, having the spinning of the tzitzis being done by a machine, kasav achazonish. This will bring us back to the Chazanish that we mentioned before. Shekevon shetchilas ha'asiya hi ayidei adam b'masha mesir es hamoneya shel ha'pu'ula v'nasis l'shma. Since the way I understand it is that a person is setting it up in the machine, he's allowing the process to get started, and he's doing that l'shma, afal pi shehemshech pu'ulas ha'mechona eina misyacheses elav. Even though the rest of the process of the spinning is not misyachis him, it's being done by the machine, mikomakom nechshav hadavar kistam lishma. It's like a continuation of his lishma. This is the chazanish lishitaso. The same way he said that if one person does it lishma in the beginning, someone else can take over and it's considered a continuation of his lishma. He says so too by a machine. If the person setting up by the machine, pulling away anything that will prevent it, and he's doing that lishma, the machine can continue it, and that's considered stam lishma based on the kavan of the person before. V'chein kosov b'shalin shuvas achiezer b'shem shuvas chesel avroham u'b'shalin shuvas minchas yitzhak herich b'deos ha-mekil v'machmir. He brings down different shitas that are lenient or machmir, and he adds an additional chshash of why it would be a problem. Shematzui b'bate ha-tfiyo she'en manichin lagas b'mechonos ela l'nochrim ha-bekiyem ha-ovdim sham. In many of these factories, they only allow the goyim to be touching the machines because they're the ones in charge. So if only the goyim are touching the machines, so sometimes if the machine stops and they're restarting it up again, so then the goyim are starting it up again themselves. And then the new tviya is being started by the goy, not by the Jew who's setting it up originally. And that, according to the Rambam, is not good, even if a Jew is standing there overseeing him. But if they don't allow you to get involved with the machine, I guess in the beginning they did, but now when it stops in the middle, they're going to continue everything. So then that's going to be a problem. But besides for that possible problem, the Chazanish says it would be okay. But Me'idach, on the other hand, The Shas and Shivas Erle Tzion is very machmir. He writes, Shetviya ayidei machona eina nasis l'shma. That's not considered l'shma. V'af im yomar b'tchila she'osa zos l'shma lo yowil. Even if you say before you started and you set it up, you say l'shma, doesn't help. Kevan she'b'chol rega v'rega zu asiya chadasha. Each moment is considered a new asiya, and therefore the fact that you say something in the beginning does not allow the machine to do the tviya l'shma. It's not considered l'shma. The afluf, and he says even the filo chazanisha wouldn't be good. But
if, according to the shita, that setting up the machine would work for lishma, why would the non-Jew be any different than a machine? Why is it worse off with the non-Jew? If you set him up, you get the machines, you get the let's say.
We're gonna see that tomorrow. The chazanish holds that's okay. Also, you're right. He holds that's okay. That we'll see that tomorrow night. We'll stop here. We'll see that.